Synonyms for the verbs to say, to tell, or to speak. To show a feeling, opinion, or fact. To express.
Have I myself clearly? Have I expressed myself clearly?
To say something clearly, firmly, publicly, or officially. To declare.
She had never been there. She declared she had never been there.
To say that something is true or is a fact. To claim.
He didn't do it. He claims he didn't do it.
To speak about something quickly, without many details. To mention.
I study law? Have I already mentioned I study law?
To make known or show something that is surprising or that was previously secret. To reveal.
He who the murderer was. He revealed who the murderer was.
To propose an idea. To suggest.
We could go to the cinema. She suggested we could go to the cinema.
To say something very loudly. To shout.
Don't, I'm right here. I could hear you even if you whispered. Don't shout, I'm right here. I could hear you even if you whispered.
To give a short, loud, high cry, especially as an expression of a powerful emotion. To scream.
If I were him, I would the loudest I can. If I were him, I would scream the loudest I can.
To say something very quietly. To whisper.
You shouldn't to each other in public. It's impolite. You shouldn't whisper to each other in public. It's impolite.
To breathe out slowly and noisily, expressing tiredness, sadness, pleasure, etc. To sigh.
He opened the book, closed the book and went to sleep. He opened the book, sighed, closed the book and went to sleep.
To say something very quietly or to complain about something that you disagree with or dislike, but not in a public way. To murmur.
He to himself that he anticipated something better. He murmured to himself that he anticipated something better.
To speak quietly and in a low voice that is not easy to hear, often when you are worried or complaining about something. To mutter.
If you want me to listen to you, stop and speak up. If you want me to listen to you, stop muttering and speak up.
To speak quietly and in a way that is not clear so that the words are difficult to understand. To mumble.
What is he so busy with? He about work stuff. What is he so busy with? He mumbled about work stuff.
To give a short, loud, high cry, especially as an expression of a powerful emotion. To shriek.
I always close my eyes, when a little girl in a horror movie starts to. I always close my eyes, when a little girl in a horror movie starts to shriek.
To produce an onomatopoeic sound like the one produced by a lion, say loudly. To roar.
He demanded a rise. He roared, he demanded a rise.
To produce an onomatopoeic sound like the one produced by a wolf, to express pain, sadness, or another strong emotion. To howl.
Suddenly, he in pain. It turned out he twisted the ankle. Suddenly, he howled in pain. It turned out he twisted the ankle.
To produce an onomatopoeic sound like the one produced by a dog, to shout at someone in a forceful manner. To bark.
My boss always at me when he is stressed. My boss always barks at me when he is stressed.
To produce an onomatopoeic sound like the one produced by a snake, to say something in a quiet, angry way. To hiss.
Don't you think you should leave, she. Don't you think you should leave, she hissed.
To produce an onomatopoeic sound like the one produced by a bird, to say something in a fast, cheerful way. To chirp.
She cheerfully about her new job. She chirped cheerfully about her new job.
To say something or to make a sound with your voice, to describe a feeling. To articulate.
I am unable to what I feel at this very moment. I am unable to articulate what I feel at this very moment.
To make something known or tell people about something officially. To announce.
I would like to that my wife is pregnant. I would like to announce that my wife is pregnant.
To say a word or a letter in a particular way or tell people about something officially. To pronounce.
How do you the word otorhinolaryngologist? How do you pronounce the word otorhinolaryngologist?
To say or write something, especially clearly and carefully or officially. To state.
He that under no circumstances should she try to explain herself. He stated that under no circumstances should she try to explain herself.
To say something or to make a sound with your voice. To utter.
He a long sigh and left to work. He uttered a long sigh and left to work.
To say firmly or demand forcefully, especially when others disagree with or oppose what you say. To insist.
You go first. No, you go first. I you go first, sir. You go first. No, you go first. I insist you go first, sir.
To produce an onomatopoeic sound like the one produced by a satisfied cat. To purr.
I love you so much, she. I love you so much, she purred.
To propose an idea. To recommend.
I you start learning if you want to pass the exam. I recommend you start learning if you want to pass the exam.
To speak angrily to someone, telling that person that you disagree with them. To argue.
She it was the best book she had ever read. She argued it was the best book she had ever read.
To shout something or make a loud noise, usually when you are angry, in pain, or excited. To yell.
My neighbors used to at each other all day long. Now they don't. I wonder if they moved out. My neighbors used to yell at each other all day long. Now they don't. I wonder if they moved out.
To say or shout something suddenly because of surprise, fear, pleasure, etc. To exclaim.
I'm never going to accept it, she. I'm never going to accept it, she exclaimed.